This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Abba, you're on mute.
Okay. We're holding, I'm not sure, Omnam Atelod, on which page, Shin Pei Ches, or which page are we on?
Yeah, Shin Pei Ches, Omnam.
Okay, Omnam. Omnam, he says, HaTelod she'ina mitis b'li sofik, v'yi she'ni yoytzim akdim aseho, he HaTelod she'lida zagoyen, shin tzadik makdim oysev, sh'tzir shatso. In other words, the problem is not the postulates you put down, because those are obvious, it's what you're trying to bring out of that. Shafila dinaloi ba mitzvah zekdomos oisim yisera sisat toloda. Ubi azeh. Lifi shechoshev shein hefish bein tchumini abosh et tchumini yam. Your position, you didn't realize that there's a difference between tchumini abosh and tchumini yam. Vishalich al pnei mayim apkuz nasar tfoch mi yeshbi yisat tchumini deraisa. Usfeike deraisa l'chumra. B'meile you said going on water parks ma'asara it should be yisat tchumini. V'hoilet shalich al benaros asur legamri pnei shechoshev shevinat v'asara. And that's why traveling on the horus would be also because it might be lemat v'asara. V'zeinu meschayev. So that's at all not mochach like I explained before. Avol ma'ashen eschayev asher eschayev mekdem moisav l'nesam suhu shekol ma'ashen istapik lo'nim lemat v'asara l'mayel v'asara also l'leches boi u'ma'ashehu vaday shu l'mayel v'asara muta. Loma Yosa and the Horus may mem Rubin Isagomo, Kimoidiglas Pras Namit Sayam, Shalemo is Ashaila Mukdemis, or for an establishing a Mukimoi. So, since we know that they're very deep, the rivers, and there's no problem being Lamat Masura, we don't have that problem. Inu Asainu, Kol Vadai, Muta, which philosophic Isa Shem Shemotse is a Sugavadimina. So, what are you telling me that maybe somewhere along the line you're going to have, a piece of river, a suffix that maybe there's a piece of river somewhere that is Lamata Asar. If that's the way we would deal with things, you know, Oisin Kolam Utaris Kulam, everything would come also. Ukva Be'arno Bechala Ikam Shebe'arno Shadvorim Kulam Utar Manatera El Mashes Amisha Asar. He says, I work with the Yisoid that everything is Mutta unless it says Asar. You seem to be going with the Yisoid that everything's Asar unless it says it's Mutta. And this Rambam reiterates his famous shita that things that are that sfeika deraisa lechumra is only a derabbanan. This is Rambam shita always. In suffik isur deraisa osim divrayim ech nachzik isa. Why would we have an issa here? And even further, we say that for sure it's okay, and it's only a question of maybe. This is completely different than any other type of limud. Sach HaKol, all it means is we're going to go after minhagim that make no sense whatsoever. Okay, then he says another point. You said that Rabbeinu Nissim is the loss of Chacham for son of Chochma Tam Veiroa. Biaru Issezeh Bifanim Achirim is the loss of Derech Shelchanu. You said you wrote that the Ran and others learned differently than I did. It's not Ran, it's Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen. Says v'ze emes shazad derash zechari yasa shenkvayit lamar adam lefanav. It might be true, but nobody else will like that. V'gam hush shatza loy olam adayt zekayin moist v'reinu shabarana behem shalicha b'mayim shalaneida umkom muteras such as emes shehuta poches me'asor because fake derais rabbanan v'choshe b'daytoy. So he says, this whole thing over here, he said, no one is holds like you said, and I don't think anyone can hold like that. Next paragraph. Va'omnam, you mentioned Ge'onim that said there's a difference between rivers and oceans. I don't know what difference there is. Ella, if you'll say, because this is sweet water, so it's exera, they might draw it versus salt water, can't be. And then he says a very interesting klal, the last line in on this page. If we find a mimer from one of the ge'onim who is mefursim, and we don't have any raya, in other words, we don't know where he's coming from. We don't push it aside. In other words, we don't say, it's wrong. We don't say, made a mistake. What we say is, maybe he has a raya that I don't know. But on the other hand, to be samech on the maimer of a goyen, that we doesn't make sense. Until we don't understand it, we don't follow it. So he brings an analogy about a shtar where there's a suffix loy mikra tigrine, but loy migma tigrine. You can't learn from it. You don't rip it up. So lemaisis. So you're saying basically, you're telling me that ge'onim acid it. He says my approach to the thing that ge'onim acid is, we don't say they're wrong because we don't know. Because we don't say that I thought it through and it can't be what they're saying. I have more respect than that. On the other hand, to take on something that seems to have no mucker, it doesn't make sense. I can't do that either. So we leave it. Maybe someday somebody will come up with a pshat, and that's wonderful. And if not, we won't. But he says there's a certain derech eretz that if there's a shmua that seems to have witnesses that a goyim said a certain thing, the respect for the goyim requires that we acknowledge that we don't, you know, it might be true. The fact that we can't figure it out doesn't mean it's wrong. But on the other hand, halachically, you don't go bust to something that you don't have any understanding how it could be right. Then he brings a proof from his own experiences. He says, "V'yaduah mefursam." Shenahar is Ishbilia, which is Seville. Beinoy benayama moluach shmone milen. There's 80 miles between him and the yam and the sea. Beyavoba sfina sutanus in shemen. And boats come and they load up oil. Oboyembe mena nahar liyama moluach. And they go from the river to the ocean. Beinboys liskandria tomid. They go to Alexandria. As they leave, They go from a river, from the Seville River in Spain. They go out into the Mediterranean, and they travel to Alexandria. Yisrael boim behem, chacham talmidot they kol agonim sheisham, and Kal Yisrael traveled on it without any problems on Shabbos. The atshani zeichem behem, and I remember Rabbeinu Chanoich. I don't know who that is. Rabbeinu Moshe Benoi. Also don't know who that is. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Geus is the Ritz Geus. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Baruch. Rabbi Yitzhak bal Halachis. Rabbi Yosef Halevi Talmidai, who is the, I assume, the Rimagash possibly. So Rabbi Yitzhak bal Halachis is the Rif. And his Talmud is the Rimagash. So they would always come on these boats. Me'olam l'nisham ze'isa. I never heard that it's Asa. And all the people of Mitzrayim would travel. And he's saying, it's not a raya. He said, you bring me a raya from a maisera from goinim that didn't. That didn't travel. I have a whole slew of goyim, the Rif, the Rimagash, the Ritzkeis, and the others who did travel. So whatever it is, if you think they feel it's a raya from people doing, here's a raya forget. And then he makes a very cynical remark. The Rambam had a bit of a cynical side. בשביל שאין הצויסם בובל, אין רואה להשקיע בדבריהם, לפי שהמוקם גוירים. אפשר. So he says like this, he says, in Iraq, they had a yeshiva there, a big yeshiva, and the Rabbanim there felt that they are the new Yerushalayim. They felt very, very elitist as far as others went. So he said, okay, he says, maybe that it's the Rambam is coming with a takeoff from, it says by Bezna Godel, that you only listen to Bezna Godel in Yerushalayim when they're sitting in the Lishka Sakazis, because the Mokum is Goyim. It says, come to Velisala, Mokum, Elamacha, Mokum Goyim. So he says, well, maybe Baghdad is the Mokum Goyim, and therefore your Rabbanim are the, they're the right Rabbanim and ours not. Maybe, he said. Vizir Nahar is Bila in Rochav Moed. It's not a very wide Nahar. So you can't tell me that's a difference. You can see both sides, or at least one side, Purana Mitzrayim. Ume'olam lo'ola b'das achad mehem isolaze l'ribay mayim. Nobody asked it because the water is deep, and therefore nobody even had a havin tasser. So he brings a raya from all those goyim. Now he has another piece, why he felt that you should dafka be makel and go with the river. Why? Banachem osif levaya zeh heter. Even if you would think that there's some Isser, I have another reason why they should dafka go. There's a halacha in Shabbos that Odom Bola Mamono, you matter him to be matzel sudas, more sudas from a burning place, because Odom is Bola Mamono. If you won't be for them, they're going to extinguish the fire. And things that concern a person's desire to mitigate loss. Omram Chazal said, "Kimlo Rabbanan, the Ain Adam Maimeratz Al Mamoinai." Chazal recognized that a person will not be able to stop himself when it comes to his money. Bidloy shorisle, and if you're not going to matter to him to save what he needs to, also say Rosh Hashanah, you're going to carry farms yourself. Ukvar nisparsim etzlenu, she'ela nimnoim alichu bediglas upras v'yitzich lesbi avosha, the people who don't travel on the river, but rather go in caravans on the land, hem misaktim es mamoinam, they endanger their money, and also physically they're in danger. That's what I've heard from people, that they're very not safe, the roads. So even if there was a mokum to asa, but if there's a mokum to be mata, you should be makel, because it's a real tzerech. And you should take the more kula kadeis. And we won't put into sakana Jewish money and lives, because of the far out sheet of those who ask it, the kosh can be a hekesh matir kashrana, and certainly that we hold that it's mutter. So he says, even if you were to hold this aser, but that's one of two sheetas, and in a mokum of tzerech gadol like this, you certainly should be makel like these sheetas. Then he says another taina, and this taina is a taina mikoyach the frumkeit, that if you're going to pass like the other people, you're going to end up being less careful and not more careful. Betzarech leida, kol misharoy tzilismach al herov nu al tilo, shem hoy alicha bayabosher, alicha nasa shabbos min bitocha derech meser kasi tapos. Let's say the reason before wasn't relevant. Let's say in terms of safety and finances, it's exactly the same. Still, it's better al pidin to go in the horizon, not the yabasha. Bafili Epsilon Lim Nail, the Adam Lexby Abosha, calls on Shansa Biamna Gadol, as a Yosef Toy Vesis Sagrahoi Pendas. And even if we had the choice of telling to go either near Abosha or Yam, we would choose the Yam for from reasons. Why? Vehu, Sheroi Vaholchim Bedrochim, Enam Goni Yisurv Loi Balahero. Most people who are traveling on those routes are not big rabbonim and big poiskim. Vaholchim Beyabosha, who Muchel Chol Shabbos, Bedover Shechayova Zenekos Yosechatis. The people who travel on land are really in great danger of being Machal Shabbos Midoraisa. But Tzoyin Leima, Tiltuchus La'Abramis, they're going to Shusar Abim, Babim Tatuchus La'Abramis. Hazrika Chusarmas, throwing Chusarmas. Vagilgul Lemiktas Masem Eklem Chusar Abramis. And then the things might roll out of, you know, out of the Dalamis, and then they will carry it Dalamis. Sometimes you take water along to clean yourself after you go to the bathroom, and you're carrying it on Shabbos. V'omnom, he says, Isurim kalim, k'may hatar v'akshira v'tiltum anatzal mashadem lehen. Small, lighter isurim, like kosher and matir and tiltum anatzal, v'asiyas oil aroi mashadem lehen, y'ore harbi b'li misva. That happens all the time. It's impossible. It's not the pshat. There's a chash. It's impossible not to get caught up with it because that's the reality on the land. But when you're traveling in the rivers, there's no derisa that can be over. So the worst case scenario is that the boat is traveling on water at less than 10 fachim and it's exera. Or maybe you will take water from the river or put it back in. And the worst case scenario, when you take water from a river, it's only rabbanan. It's a karmelis, there's no shusarabim, and the male is no issue. The person has no way to be over their isa. Avol. He says, "Shenimnav the other midava tachas achshash beisrabbanim." To stop people from doing something which, worst case scenario, is israbbanim. V'hu dava she'enei motzel arei, and something that is a rare to find. But so loy mil tiltchos aravs u'davitzim and a hekesh moed moed v'rochek ma'isach acham agdolim oisin siak tishasik isurim, and this is. Something which it doesn't make any sense that Chazal would give us chumris that carrying themselves the potential to becoming bikulas. And he brings a little bit of a riot. The yesh on the semach gadol gadol Yisrael shematzano says al matim adam dvorim she'osu sem atzim derech habasikus ilahok lalem. Chazal had double standards, and you find them sometimes there were things they asked on themselves because they felt that they were worthy of a midas chassidus, this is appropriate for them, and were megal to everybody else. And he brings a gemara in beitza, manasel en lebeitza vicha, she machmir al asa mekel al kol Yisrael. What can I do with your fathers that he's makar for himself but make for everybody else? Ulay mashezocha meisa ga'inim azal alichim en horis, shemar ashar islam. You're telling me that you saw they didn't go, maybe there was a particular reason at that particular time that they didn't want to go. But they didn't mean to make it a permit, sir. Okay, so he says like this. And therefore, because of everything I said before, it's not appropriate to allow people to keep thinking that it's also when it's mutter. Well, it's chayiv zemimaymer yeshalmi. The lefish mashak yeshalmi are torahs achashu isa lo chiyuv stiras aminik sheish betos. Yeshalmi is talking about. being mata something that they decide is usa. You're talking about something where they just simply make a mistake, just don't know, they don't understand that it's a mistake. The fisha in hefesh ben atoras isa ben isa muta. He said, in pure halacha, in terms of the emes of Torah, there's no difference between somebody who is matur and isur or asa and muta. If a person does it by mistaking and thinking wrong, a psak, thinking about a psak halacha that's wrong, and it's a wrong one, it's as bad as thinking that something is muta when it's not. Haloi tira, it says, I'll prove it to you. Zakin shemar, zakin mamra, ein hefesh ben atira asa ben asa muta. It makes no difference if he's being mati isa, being asa ben muta. V'yatnam yiduvim sheharik. V'oid, she'im stakil agorinar dvereinu b'ma she'atzi stakil b'vereinu zal min hagris. If you'd look at the memories that I sent you, yizboyele she'samluz et v'lus ma'am v'shalmi, al t'ledes ha'shvoyas heter isa l'isa muta l'chol b'ogim kulom. I wasn't using the Yerushalmi. I was simply, I was talking about the halachas flat out, not about it's particularly surim that people are calling themselves. It is appropriate to make a heter as broad as possible, and not to make life difficult for the tzibur. A person privately can accept chumris that he wishes, but on a tzibur, just wanton chumris that are, it's not. On a tzibur, you look to make things as, cool as possible, understandably with the halacha. But lefnim eshoras adin in isurim, you don't look for a tzibur. You don't look to make life difficult like that. That's a kind of I think most people find this a very shver Rambam. I'm sure they must have a shikol Torah to answer the Rambam, or it's a toas atfus. But the Rambam says, for a tzibur, the right hand hogger is not to be machmir more. So yes, sometimes the tzibur has shown that tzibur is very mazals and so on. But oifin kloli, a yochid is appropriate. A yochid that understands and knows what he's doing to go that hard. It's not appropriate for that way to be a psak for a tzibur. Barina b'divra agorin shatz chem l'gdoilei machmanis. B'shvil shalei rotza daktid kol mila mila shrei b'isa tshuva b'ksav yedeina. I feel that he had great rachmanis on me. He was scared to look very carefully at what I wrote. He didn't want to catch up a lot of mistakes. Also, it's cynical, in case you didn't catch. We beg of you, Hashem yasvid ilum alosai, shaliyasizim. Don't spear us the busha of looking through everything we wrote. Look at every word. From the beginning till the end. I don't know, but be medactic what I wrote and answer. Lefi shelo yegadol hoina shel Torah ala kuchis vaskaris. Questions and issues develop a Torah. So if you were to look carefully what I wrote and come back and ask me appropriate questions and so on, that's, I feel that I gain by that. Vishi yedaktik b'mayma kol oime uvavachi v'dvar av mamish. But the questions have to be questions. So if you send me back really good questions and that test what I wrote, it will only make the Torah bigger and better. But maybe we made a mistake. I don't feel that in any way takes away from me. Bezna Gadol can also make a mistake. Because you have the whole Mesechtas Horias deals with that. In Cain, Yas Zeh Hashem Yas Uzeh, go through it carefully. Because Rosh should give you the strength. V'yireinu al oisam mekoymes shemochal lono ledaktik bem lesbar lono resvoy besufa. And he should ask his questions in those places that that he didn't ask his questions because he was so he was so careful without COVID, and he knew that if he would read these pieces, he would have so many questions and feel more humiliated. Please, he said, don't go over it again. I only find it enlightening when people will ask him what I wrote and so on. The omno. Finally, Al-Yaman. Al-Yaman is Yemen, I think. Taman. You wrote to me about people in Taman that you said the people in Taman understand that I don't believe in Tchias HaMesim or whatever. He said, and he calls them people who are clueless people. I've heard this from other people, that the people in Yemen claim that I don't believe in Tchias HaMesim. And I explained to them how badly I am misunderstood, how badly they don't understand. This Rav wrote back to him a letter with all the places where Tchias HaMesim is mentioned in Chazal. So Ke'ilu, he's calling the Rambam to task, enlightening him by showing all those mamorim. Rambam wasn't thrilled with that either. He says, "Ukvar chibarna b'zegam ki mama ukvar minako yisar mashas shemra ubi'arnu boi mashat ishmenu." So he said, "I already wrote a mimer back to them, and that mimer clears up the issues." So tachlis, he said, "You send books mimer komus. I've written myself. I wrote this mimer because I'm Mason." And it was something, there'll be a few letters where the Rambam comments on people claiming they didn't believe in Tchias HaMesim, and it says they're mixing up two things, and so on. Ushloimo Yishloim Yeshivas HaKadoshim Chos Yasa Ter Yarbe V'yigdal Omein Nichta B'tamos at Kab L'Shtaros. Falkoponim, that's the Rambam's letter. There will be more letters about some of this parasha. This obviously was a parasha that shook up things. And the next one is more tshuvas, different things. But I believe he does mention this. He mentioned this Mason part and so on. Okay, any questions, any points, anything? Any heterim like...
As far as the Rambam's attitude towards the Gaonim when they have Narayas, I mean, is that relative? Do we have the same approach to Rishonim?
Yes. I mean, we can say the difference between saying I don't understand and therefore I can't go with that to saying, well, I don't understand and if it's wrong, it means you don't recognize where you are and where they are. So. In the Darkness of Torah is, and again, it's obviously a person where you can in a position to override him. But from the Gaon to Rishonim, there was a little bit of a aracha, but they did argue. But that's what Rambam says. When it comes to Psak Halacha, you have to go with the Rayas, Sfaris. And if what the Gaonim say comes from left field, we have no idea what they mean. And the problem is because the Gaonim wrote bottom lines. And you don't know where they're coming from. It's very, very hard to get a sense. You know, they'll just say, you ask me this and this and this and this is the answer. That's as user-friendly as a Goyan is. So the Rama says, I say, okay, I don't understand, but Psak has to be Kifi Mashik Adas and the Sugyas. And if I don't understand the Goyan, I don't understand. That's that. That's his attitude. So it's all the thing. Yes. What?
How far back does it go? And the Gemara himself, can the Rambam say, I don't understand it? Is no bias?
No. What do you mean on the Gemara? The Gemara is the Chassima. The Halacha is the Gemara. For us, the Chassima Satalma, the Gemara says it's Sefer Ra. So any Halacha has to have its Sheirish in the Gemara. we understand that we are very, very small, and nobody in today would override the Rishonim and even Gedolei Achronim in a quest for halacha. But tachlis, what's mechayev us is the Gemara. If for us, we have a recognition that we stand in the shadow of the Rishonim Nevi'im when it comes to saying pshat the Gemara.
But that's my question. What makes the Gemara the final fact versus the reef or anyone else that we...
So there are two... The Pashta answer, Rabbi Chanan gives us Teretz. And it seems to be the Teretz that the right Teretz is that the Chachmei HaTalmud together, when Rav Ashi put together all the Shemuz Chachmei Talmud, it has a din of Bez Nagadol. The Rambam himself writes that those lover they'll be mechadish bez nagadol by having kol chachmei Yisrael together, and that has bez nagadol is a representation of kol chachmei Yisrael. But if you have kol chachmei Yisrael, that's so the Talmud is kol chachmei Yisrael, and the chesimus of Talmud had a din of bez nagadol, and it goes back to the raisa of listening for bezin. The Chazanish argued vehemently. And what the Chazanish says is very hard to understand. And this says people will mekabel themselves not to argue on the Gemara. I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means. I don't know what the... What's the Chazanish writes? Chazanish has tainus to Rabbi Chanan's pshat. You know, he has kashas, whatever it is. But mainly he says that it's a Kabbalah problem. I'm not sure. I don't know what that means. It's a minik toiv. I'm sure what it means. I don't know what the... Rabbi Chanan seems to be the most. What?
It's the same concept. Shulchan Aruch also was accepted by everyone. Is that so? The Chazanish would refer to that the same way.
So you're right. That would be a good kasha. In other words, but the Shulchan Aruch is overridden by Gedolei Achronim. If let's say, first of all, we have the Shulchan Aruch and we have the Ramah. I mean, Hagi Ashkenaz with different parach. Besides which.
Even the Mishnah Berurah many times, he can say that the Achronim Paskin different.
Correct. So we'll say that they didn't accept it. I don't know. I just don't know Pshat, that's all. The Chorah Rav Chanan's Pshat is the most profound. The easier to understand. Okay. Yeah.
The fact that a large segment of Klal Yisrael is machmir in a lot of areas, does that lock everybody into the Chumros at a certain point?
It depends if it's something that is a minhag of your community. Has it attained the status of the minhag of the community? You know, it's a hard call sometimes. A person who is in a yeshivish community today called themselves ubiquitous, if that is the case in the community, so that would be mechayev. Other things, I don't know. You know, it's a hard hashara to make. What's called that you know, everyone's like, I don't have a clear answer, obviously. Okay, so we're holding it in next Igeris, and this is from next week, and then in 2 weeks, I won't be able to, in 2 weeks, which I'm not going to be available, so that's the schedule pretty much. Okay.
Thank you.
Good night.